and Mitt Romney all have scheduled bus tours across the Hawkeye state in an attempt to slow down the momentum of Ron Paul, whose polls show doing quite well here with a deep and committed organization, probably better than most everybody else out here.
As Republicans wrestle for good showings in the nation's first political contest there in Iowa, the White House talks about the economy.
Like their White House counterparts, leading private economists say barring a major shock, they expect improved growth in the coming year. But the AP survey of experts projects little change in unemployment. The Obama campaign knows that closely watched number will be a key election year issue. The White House sees signs the economy is healing, but it says employment gains are still not fast enough given the job losses from the recession that started in 07. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Honolulu.
President Obama plans to ask Congress for a higher national debt limit by the end of the week. An additional $1.2 trillion in red ink is to be the request because the U.S. is already flying to within $100 billion of the trillion-dollar-plus increase of a few months ago. The U.S. is currently in a hole more than $15 trillion deep. The new limit would allow the nation to go to nearly $16.4 trillion. Wall Street, the Dow's up 18, Nasdaq's gained 12. Nebraska Democrat Senator Ben Nelson has reportedly decided not to run for re-election.
This news was not necessarily expected. Democratic leaders have been working hard to try to get Senator Nelson to run for re-election, believing that he was the best candidate for Democrats to hold that seat in what is an overwhelmingly Republican.
Jonathan Allen at Politico, Ben Nelson's retirement also cost the Democratic caucus in the Senate its most conservative member. Awful story in Indiana where a man's been arrested in the murder of a 9-year-old little girl whose body was discovered yesterday. Now, this is an alert to you parents. This one is not for little kids' ears.
Michael Plumador, the suspect facing charges in this murder, told police where they could find pieces of this little girl's body. He dismembered the body, so it was in several pieces, some of which were supposedly dumped in a dumpster, but others were actually left in his freezer.
WANE-TV reporter Drew Blair there. You can hear the concern in a woman's voice.
I was calling about a major, major fire with people in the house.
Yeah, we have the fire department all the way, ma'am.
Please come quickly. Thank you.
The 911 tape released today on the Christmas house fire that killed 5 people in Stamford, Connecticut. 3 little girls and their grandparents died in the blaze. This is CBS News.
As if parents don't have enough to worry about these days, there's been a growing trend of kids having their identities stolen. Fortunately, Identity Guard KidSure now makes it easy to help protect your child's identity. KidSure uses patent-pending technology to search and monitor thousands of online data sources for information related to your child. If information is found that could be potentially harmful, you'll be alerted to it quickly. Even better, KidSure costs you less than $5 a month per child when added to your Identity Guard membership. Learn more about KidSure at identityguard.com.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating, rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
The NFL's all-time single-season passing leader is New Orleans' Drew Brees.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees capped his Christmas weekend by leading a rout of the Falcons and breaking Dan Marino's single-season record for passing yards. Kevin Harlan called a record-breaking pass on Westwood One.
He sets. He throws a pass. It's a spinning catch.
I got to be honest. I guess I've thought about this moment. You know, I tried not to, but I have. Really just trying to take in the moment.
With a game still to play, Brees has 5,087 passing yards, 3 more than Marino put up in 1984. Frank Setapani, CBS News.
At the Crone Conservatory in Cincinnati, at a live animal nativity display, a sheep gave birth to a lamb. Conservatory officials say the birthing went well, and while they haven't settled on the name for the lamb yet, they are leaning toward either Merry Little Christmas or maybe just Mary. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Saving 15% or more may be okay for some people, but for those of you over 50, you've earned better than that. The simple truth is that if you're older than 50, you're probably paying more for your auto insurance than before, not less. That's why AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, negotiated a special auto insurance program specifically designed to deliver lower rates for you. AMAC members who switched are saving hundreds on their auto insurance. That's the kind of special benefit maturity should earn, not hidden penalties. Over 150,000 AMAC members agree that AMAC is better. Better for you, better for America. So call today to find out how much you can save by joining AMAC. Let the others settle for 15% off on auto insurance. Get the discount you deserve and enjoy other benefits exclusive to AMAC members. Call 800-303-0661 and switch your current policy today.
800-303-0661.
That's 800-303-0661. AMAC. Better for you. Better for America.
As we race for the new year, there with Bill Benneke, Talk is Cheap, your friends at Neighbors Network. I'm racing as fast as I can to get there. New Year's coming.
And now, here's Bill Benneke.
Hey, 2012. 2012. I hope your Christmas was really good. You had a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is you did. Hope you had it was good for you. That's all I hope, it was good for you right there. Okay, and then we have New Year's coming up, and we're going to have another three-day weekend, and there's no sense in me being here because there's no, I can't get in. So that's why I show up on these holidays, because I can't get in. And so they do something special on Magic. Oh, I guess we do. My show over the weekend? Did we do my show yesterday? Did we do a podcast? So for some reason, if you go to calcusnews.com and you go to Talk is Cheap and you click on it and there's podcasts, they stop November 1st. I tried to look for the engineer today when I got here, Major Tom, and I couldn't find Major Tom. His lights are all on. It looks like his place is a mess. So I thought he was here, but I can't find him. I got to find out what's going on with that thing. All right, now, let's see what else we're going to talk about here today. Let's see the other things that's important. Oh, yeah, this is 2012 coming up. So, you know, the Mayan calendar and all that, and the world's coming to an end, or maybe they just ran out of rock.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benneke. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest picture you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
No, Mo. Mo barbecue, please.
Mo ribs, Mo chicken, Mo pork, Mo beef, Mo burgers, Mo onion rings, Mo potato chips, Mo beans, Mo fried green tomatoes.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo slaw, Mo tater salad, Mo house salad, Mo Cobb salad, Mo Caesar salad, and Mo's Calypso salad. Mo sodas, Mo brewskis, Mo lemonade, Mo iced tea.
Mo barbecue, please.
At Osus in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and at Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most bodacious beach barbecue, babies.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo, barbecue, please. Go to Mo's and have some good barbecue and stuff. If you're doing those after Christmas affairs, you know, and you're shopping and being downtown and you're crazy enough to do that, go ahead. Okay, here's what's going on right here. This is our Who's and What's It's on the 27th of December. Our Highland history, according to the Tribune, was on December 27th, 1968. Apollo 8 and its three astronauts made a safe nighttime splashdown in the Pacific. On this date in 1831, naturalist Charles Darwin set out on a round-the-world voyage aboard the HMS Beagle. To prove that somehow we related to dogs. In 1945, 28 nations signed an agreement creating the World Bank. And a lot of them wish they hadn't now. In 1979, Soviet forces seized control of Afghanistan. President Hafizullah Amin, who was overthrown and executed, was replaced by Barack Karmal. This is Babrak. Is that right? Babrak. Yeah, Babrak. In 1985, American naturalist Diane Fossey, 53, who studied gorillas in the wild in Rwanda, was found hacked to death. In 2007, opposition leader Benazir Bhutto was assassinated in Pakistan by an attacker who shot her after a campaign rally and then blew himself up. Okay, well, let's go to the birthdays then, shall we? Rockabilly musician Scotty Moore is 80. ABC News correspondent Cokie Roberts is 68. Actor Gerard Depardieu is 63. Former professional wrestler and actor Bill Goldberg is 45. Actress Emile de Ravin is 30. Christian rock musician James Mead is 29. And a very, very special happy birthday to Nancy Benica's husband. Happy birthday to them and to you if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Already lost valuable commodities in the world, starts our news. So the Tascadero face another water rate increase. They could see that go up another 7.5% if officials of the Tascadero Mutual Water Company have their way. On January 11th, the Tascadero Mutual Water Company, can I try that again? The Tascadero Mutual Water Company board will discuss if the rate increase is needed to continue to cover the city's obligations to the Nacimiento Water Project. AMWC General Manager John Neal told the Tascadero News that the rate increase is necessary because of the continuing recession. AMWC's Nacimiento Water Project debt service payments are $2.6 million per year, and operating and maintenance costs are $782,000 per year. And so somebody's got to cough up the dough. And so in January 2012, the rates went up 15%, outraging many residents. At that time, San Luis Obispo County Supervisor Jim Patterson wanted the board to vote on a lower increase and revisit the issue in a year. I think the rates are justified, Patterson told the Atascadero News. What I suggested was that they raise it at a lower amount now, but increase the rate later in subsequent years. I asked him why they didn't do that, but they wanted to be sure they didn't fall too far behind. The board elected instead to raise rates in January 2011 by the proposed 15%, while also agreeing to revisit rate prices a year later, which they revisited, and they're probably going to raise again. Board consists of member Brian Vera, Frank Platts, Jackie Lerno, Robert Greger Jones, and Leroy Davis. Both Jones and Limo's husband, Ken Limo, were former business partners of the North County developer Kelly Gearhart, one of the primary suspects in a four-year FBI investigation involving this crime. Okay, now, let me see, I'll tell you what else is going on. We have, that was our way local thing that's in a way local. Okay, but there's other things going on. And this is a very interesting right here, I think. And I was reading, there's actually, I believe in the Auto Club magazine, the different laws that are going to go into effect as of the first of the year. I remember this one. Maybe I can remember yours. I don't know. A new law taking effect January 1st will prohibit law enforcement from confiscating and towing vehicles of unlicensed drivers stopped at DUI checkpoints. The controversial practice has resulted in the taking of thousands of vehicles and placing them in impound facilities to be recovered at extraordinary costs. Senator Gil Cedillo of LAF authored the bill after witnessing the fiscal fraud debacle in Bell, where the city raked in huge profits from the practice. Current legislative sponsors of the new prohibition, many of those hardest hit by the confiscations, are illegal immigrants. Many. And I would say most. Because of the practice's effect on entire community population, some people have taken to scouting out information about the location and timing of sobriety checkpoints and passing that information along, which is makes sense. So that ends as of January 1st, and there's some other rules that are going. Oh, I know another one. If you're under 8 years old and you're not huge, you're going to have a sit in the back seat and have a booster seat. It was if you were under six. Now they've raised it under eight, which would be six and seven. All right. Other things going on. Business lobby's top labor lobby, which is exciting as always when you find out who's actually running the country and the state. Businesses won the lobbying wars in Sacramento this past year, knocking off more potentially pesky legislative proposals than any other special interest group under the dome. Between labor, business, and others, interest groups spent more than $216 million for lobbying lawmakers during the first 9 months of 2011. The Political Action Committee of the Business Lobby Jobs PAC spent $9.2 million statewide, with a portion of that amongst going to support several state politicians thought to be friendly to business. Sam Blakesley was one of those, according to the report, and he voted the California Chamber of Commerce way of each of 13 bills on the chamber's scorecard. The chamber prevailed on 62 of the 87 bills that challenged for a 72% win ratio. But also found that labor groups generally won by passing new laws, while business groups mostly fought battles to maintain the status quo. Everything's gone. There's an opinion piece here. I'm going to get to it, but I'm going to see if I can jump around a little bit. I didn't think I'd get to this last week, and a little more than a week. I don't know when is this. Let's find out exactly when. You know, this rural fire protection fee you have to pay now if you're rural. You're not covered by, you know, a city or anything like that. They're going to be nailed $150 fire prevention fee level by the state of California, criticized by opponents as unnecessary and illegal. Governor Jerry Brown proposed the fee during the last legislative session. Lawmakers approved it in order to generate new revenues of tens of millions of dollars for the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. The fee applies to residential and other habitat structures and have habitable structures in rural areas throughout the state. I feel like I'm in a reading test today. Cal Fire officials estimate 800,000 such structures exist on land where it provides fire service. So that's raking in the dough right there. That's a lot of it. Now let's do this. Let me do this opinion thing so I can tell you what's going on, because it could very, very well affect you. Okay. I'll tell you why. This is interesting too. I'll share another thought with you after I do this story. This is an opinion by Mill McFadyen. Who is Bill McFadyen is the publisher and founder of NewsHawk, and I've never looked up NewsHawk. But anyway, what he's basically saying is this SOPA thing, which is Stop Online Privacy Act, working its way through Congress, Tasty says, on name alone, the legislation passed easily. But it has to do with anybody taking anything that's copyrighted and retransmitting it to somebody else. And it's also if there's a website that could go to a place that perhaps you can't put on a page, you know, on some page you can't say, well, go to this website that could actually have illegal stuff itself. So what they're basically doing is, and this is his, instead of actually, you know, scalpeling through what's wrong with the system, he's saying that, that you know, they're taking a sledgehammer effect to this. He said maybe you use email, Craigslist, eBay, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Vimeo. That was called Vimeo. I don't know. I know you would never ever link to or forward something whose province you weren't 100% sure of. It's your brother-in-law that does that. So that's what they're saying, though. So they're saying, I mean, you can personally get nailed. The government, I guess, somebody knows every computer that's out there, but and can identify it. So the interesting thing is that they're saying. So let's say, and I've noticed this on Facebook. Somebody just puts a little quote from somebody, you know, they don't contribute to anybody. They just put it up there, you know, like, you know, today's the first day of the rest of your life. And then it's just up there. And that's illegal. That will be illegal. You can't, unless you know that it's not copyrighted, then you can't do that. Is the Bible copyrighted? I just checked. I mean, I don't know for sure. Anyway, so that's what this whole thing's about. And then what's here, what's cracking me up, it's like, if you suspect a drunken driver, call 911. Have you seen that sign by the side of the road? Of course, if you call 911, you're breaking the law because you're using your cell phone. But this is interesting. It says, click here for more information on SOPA from the nonprofit Electronic Frontier Foundation, whose mission is defend free speech, privacy, innovation, and consumer rights in the digital world. But maybe they have something on their website that's copyrighted and they don't know it. And they put it up there. They do know it. They put it up there. That's worse. And then if you click there, then you're responsible for it also. Okay, well, I don't know how this is all going to work out, but it doesn't sound good to me. But we're going to try to end the year with a good story.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
That's KYNS. All right, here I have some good news. Let me put it this way. I have some good news and I have some bad news, depending on whether you like the song Winter Wonderland. It's good news if it's like your favorite song. It's really bad news if it's not, because it's my birthday and I decide I'll do what I want. I like Leslie Gore. It's my party and I'll do what I want to. And so I don't know why I made this CD for somebody. I can't know if I did it because I like them or because I couldn't stand them. I know who I gave it to, my brother-in-law, who I think I like fine. But anyway, I put together a CD that had 20 versions of Winter Wonderland on it. I know you're saying, why, Bill? I don't know. Maybe it was an eggnog day or something. Anyhow, so I'm not going to play the whole anything all the way through. Well, maybe a couple all the way through, but mostly not. You know, just little tidbits here and there. I don't even have on the thing. Some of them I can see who's doing it, and some of them it didn't print out right. But here's just for the fun, but here's one. Over the ground lies a mantle of white. This is Eurythmics. A heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chill weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane. That's enough. Okay, so that's Eurythmics doing Winter Wonderland. I hadn't heard that version before until I put this thing together. And again, I have no idea why I did it. And so don't ask me why. So let's see what else happened here. Yeah, gonna. All right. We've had the Occupy Everything, and then we've had Occupy department stores recently. Because here's the interesting thing, and I find this a remarkable story to tell you the truth, and that is that you know, they put these Air Jordans on sale for $180 a pair, and Michael Jordan no longer plays basketball. You're aware of that, right? But do they know that? Okay, so he doesn't play with it. But anyway, but they put these $180 for a pair of these shoes, and people, and you know the expression I've always hated more. I really hate it in advertising. I'm sorry if you're using it this season. I apologize to you for, you know, criticizing you for using it. I hate the term doorbusters. Who's going to break down a door to go buy something? Guess what? Now it's true. The Air Jordans. They should have had a doorbuster right there because some people busted through some doors to get to the Air Jordans. And so this would have to be what I would consider to be the greediest of the 99%. Would you not say so? And I thought to myself, I wonder if I could look up, and I haven't had a chance to do this since it hit my brain this morning. I haven't had a chance to do it. But I wonder if you could look statistically at people that are in prison, not for, you know, doing some crime, stealing or something to support themselves or eat or something like that, but just they do it because they just want some more dough and they do it because they're crooks. And, you know, what percentage of those are in the 99%, and then what percent of the people are in federal prison, of course, is where they would be, like at Lompoc. What the percentage of those people are of the 1% that have a lot of money. I think it'd be an interesting thing to find out. Who's actually greedier? Who's greedier? The people in the 1% or those of us that are in the 99%? I think it'd be interesting to know. Here's the thing I was going to tell you about on ebook. I put ebook down here. Facebook. Okay, here's what I'm doing. I don't really use Facebook, you know, and so people ask to be on the thing, and that's nice and everything and all that, but I'm not really using it. So I should, but I don't. So here's the deal. So for a while, I'm just going to cancel my account. Now, here's the interesting thing. I found out something that's very important. And let's say you say, you know what, I don't want to be on Facebook anymore, all right? You know, you put a picture up you never shouldn't have or whatever the case is. So anyway, you say, I don't want to be on Facebook anymore. Okay, now here's the thing that's interesting. First off, they make it very, very hard for you to deregister, you know, to cancel. They make it hard in the sense of, you know how in order to make sure that somebody doesn't spam it, you have to copy the letters that are written out in numbers, you know, and they're always, you know, printed funny. These are so illegible that you have to try at least 25 times before you nail one. That's how many. And then I even tried the audio version, which you couldn't understand at all, because they have all this funny noise, and then every now and then they say a word, and you're supposed to type in the word that you just heard. Are you serious? First off, from the time I hear a word, if I understand what the word is, it's going to take me 10 minutes to get the word typed. So that's not going to work. Anyway, I finally did it. But here's the secret. Here's the secret that you have to know, in case you don't know this, if you want to end your Facebook account. You have to wait. You have to go for 2 weeks and not go to it. You don't type your name in. Don't do anything that has to do with Facebook for 2 weeks. Because if you do, your computer will go, oh, you want to be back on Facebook, and you will be. So you have to leave it alone for 2 weeks. And if you wanted to sign off it anyway, why wouldn't you leave it alone to begin with? I thought I'd pass on this useful information I have. This is, you know, the end of the year consumerism. Consumer tips for the end of the year. Okay. Where's it, South Carolina? This is a big thing. Tom Hartman was on talking about it, about, you know, well, if the number of illegal immigrants, the illegal aliens, illegal whatever you call them anymore, for the number of people that are here illegally that can't show proof of identity, you know, how much of do they matter in the voting of the for the President of the United States? And so, you know, at some point there has to, I've even said to you, I believe that I should be required to show an ID, a picture ID, when I go to my voting place. I don't have to. I just have to tell them my name. And they go, oh, okay. And well, of course, the lady that works there knows who I am, but let's say that didn't happen. Let's say she didn't know who I was. You know, then, you can say anybody's name. They don't ask you for anything. I guess they can ask you, I suppose, if you look kind of funny. And I know I look funny, but they've never asked me. So I'm not sure. So anyway, so the issue is, and I don't know the actual answer to this. I cannot remember back to when, are you kidding? That was years and years and years and years ago, and now it's one more year as of today for me. I look back at, what did I have to have to get a driver's license? Did you have to bring a birth certificate with you to get a driver's license? Or did you just fill out information and say, here I am? I don't know the answer. I don't remember. So I didn't have a chance to. Yeah, like I had time to call the DMV and wait for that answer. Okay, but I'll try to get to it and find out. I don't know what you actually have to have. I know that you can, but I thought that you can get an ID card without a license. I thought the state issued ID cards without a license. But I'm not sure what the process is. Anyhow, my point is this. Do I think it's too much to ask that somebody that's voting, show an ID card? I don't think it is. Do I think it's right that you're not a citizen of the United States, and this is the right given to citizens of the United States? Is it right to not to allow someone to vote that is not a citizen of the United States? No. So basically, the White House is basically jumping in the middle of this one once again and saying you can't do it. Right? We're not going to allow it. It's the second very political thing that's come out of the Obama White House in the last month. The other, if you remember, had to do with the morning after pill. So it's very strange. Politics, is very strange and makes strange bedfellows, and that's exactly what's going on here. So I have to tell you the truth. I'm sorry to see it. I'm sorry to see it happening. But I'm not surprised it's happening, because everybody that's running for office always does it anyway. Let's get on the phone and say hello to somebody. Hello? Hello?
Hey, Bill?
You there?
Yeah. Keep calling you back. I'm going to take out the speakerphone. Okay. Play you back.
Okay, thanks. All right. So that's my thought about that. Should I wait for him to call me back, or should I? I got to play these spots. Well, here, I'm going to do this, and then I'll just put the person on hold, because we have to do these things. These things are required by law. Oh, I mean, by the station. Okay, hey. All right, and there's a lot of people saying Merry Christmas to me.
During this holiday season, Francisco's Country Kitchen hope you and your family enjoy the holidays the way it was meant to be celebrated, together with your loved ones. During these tough and crazy times, family is the one thing you can depend on. And that is why Francisco's Country Kitchen considers all their customers as part of their extended family and knows you can count on them for great food and friendly service. And they want to thank all their customers for a great year. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and let's make it a good one. From Francisco's Country Kitchen off the 101 in Arroyo Grande.
Happy holidays and a happy new year from your neighbors and friends at H&R Block. No matter how you and your family choose to celebrate the holiday season,
There's one common thread that runs through all celebrations, and that's the love of family and community. Let's enjoy these times that we have together. Your friends at H&R Block share in that spirit, and they hope to serve you in the coming year. So happy holidays and a happy new year from your friends at H&R Block.
This is Adam Quaglino at Triad Real Estate and Investment Group. Happy holidays. No matter how you and your family celebrate the holiday season, there is one common thread that runs through our celebrations, and that is the love of family and community. Let's enjoy these times we have together. I wish you a prosperous new year, and as a lifelong member of the Central Coast, I hope to serve you in the coming year. Happy holidays to you and yours from Adam Quaglino at Triad Real Estate and Investment Group.
Ew. Yeah, down here. Now don't burn your Christmas tree and pollute the air. Recycle it. Just cut it into 4-foot or smaller pieces. Yeah, my size or less. And just stuff it in your green waste container for free pickup. It'll go to good use as mulch or reindeer food or something. And don't forget to remove all the tinsel and decorations. And please, no fake or flock trees. For more information on Christmas tree recycling, call your local garbage collection company and have a happy new year. Any more jokes about my height and I'll punch you in the knee.
Okay, let's get back on the phone with Steve. Hi, Steve.
How are you, Bill?
I'm good, sir. How are you? How was your Christmas? Good.
Oh, it's kind of low key.
Good.
Had a passing in the family, so it's been kind of off putting a little bit.
I bet so. I'm very sorry.
At the same time, I'm rejoicing in the grandchildren that I have and sharing that the joy with the rest of the family and friends.
Good.
Your typical style of going into a conversation like, okay, Obama administration is going off on something political again here with this voter registration issue and photo ID. You know, it is not an Obama issue. Topic. You know, it's not what he is, you know, he's not going after it because, you know, he has, you know, issues with people not being able to have to show ID. He's doing it because, you know, nationwide, from state to state, I think 26 some odd states right now have changed their state laws or changing their state laws to disenfranchise people from voting. And what it is an attempt to remove people from the voting rolls.
But what people are we talking about?
And those people are typically people that are poor, people that have not needed to have a photo ID because they don't drive, they're elderly, or they're poor and they don't have a vehicle. Therefore, they don't have driver's licenses and things like that. Majority of the people that are being disenfranchised because of these new voter laws are people that are usually in the poor or the in minorities, and voters who typically vote Democratic. It has been a systematic attempt to reduce the voting public or the availability to the voting public to make to be available to be legally able to vote. And this is, again, an attack that has been coordinated by right-wing political groups and think tanks to disenfranchise on a state-to-state basis the right for poor and Hispanic people and minority people to vote.
I noticed you have addressed
in these voter rights or these voting changes from state to state is the fact that we have voting machines that still don't have a paper trail. There has been proven from state to state, in Florida and Ohio and other states, voter rights laws and fraud that has been committed upon the election process through large corporate voting machine requirements. States that have been required to buy voting machines that have malfunctioned or have been easily hacked or have been producing erroneous results. Now, none of those none of those restrictions in voting fraud allegations have ever been addressed in terms of the voting machine and other types of push polling and other types of things that have gone on that have been predominantly put into place by the Republicans and the right-wing organizations. But systematically, they have gone after voter fraud based on its lowest common denominator, which are poor and disenfranchised people. And the number of voting fraud cases nationwide are in the single digits. And this is a straw man.
Well, wait.
This is a red herring.
Let me ask you a question.
This is not something that needs to be addressed.
So let me ask you a question. Should someone who's in this country illegally be allowed to vote?
I'm sorry?
Should someone who's in this country illegally be allowed to vote?
We're not talking about that.
Sure we are. Of course we're talking about that. Steve, you're talking around
you're
that.
You're talking about people that are that register legally. If somebody registers, the right to be able to vote, okay, should they be American citizens? Yes. But should you be restricted from being able to have a right to vote because you are an American citizen and of a different class? No.
Well, that's fine. I understand that. But here's the other thing. So I'll tell you, I'll once again reiterate my feelings.
I really think we're talking about it right here. I think, they point to the possibility that people that are here illegally may be able to vote. I think that potential situation, I think, has been far exaggerated and used as a divisive wedge to make an issue or to make a mountain out of a molehill, something that doesn't exist, but it really infuriates everybody to think that that possibly could exist. So therefore, we have to, throw the baby out with the bathwater and disenfranchise people, older people, poor people, people that, don't have a driver's license or never had needed a driver's license, because we're so afraid of those horrible illegals that might be, wanting to vote, and they're going to disrupt the political process. I think it's a bunch of BS.
No, I don't. Wait. I'm going to say something, and I agree with Tom Hartman on this. I don't think that enough illegal immigrants vote that it's going to make a tinker's dam an election. That's not the issue. But where's my point? I'm not saying that just that. I'm saying I should have to have a photo ID to present to vote. I mean, for me to walk into a polling place and say, here, my name's Bill Benica, and give my address, and then say, okay, and they say, fine, and they check your name off, I think that's a little bit too casual to me for an election. I think, I don't get overboard about elections. I don't get crazy about, what you need to safeguard the things, and I'm not worried about that much fraud in elections. I don't think enough of it takes place. But I think that to say that you have to at least provide an ID that says this is who you are and this is where you live, I don't think that's asking too much for a voter. And I don't know about other states. Now, Steve, you may be, for other 49 states, you may be entirely right that it's totally burdensome beyond, some imagination to have to go get a photo ID from the DMV. In California, it's no harder than getting a license. You don't have to have a license, but you can go get a photo ID. And people that live in California generally are very aware that at some point in time, they're probably going to need a photo ID.
And the thing is that most people that are here illegally, I would say the majority of them have some sort of photo ID and have a, whether it's a fake or a, they've gone into the DMV with some other credentials that will allow them to get a driver's license or some sort of form of identification. I don't think that is really the issue. So if you're going to go from that standpoint, you've got, a lot of people that do have photo IDs that may not have a legal right to vote. So where are you drawing the line here? I think again, it's a straw man argument. I think people that do care about this country and are American citizens have a right to be able to vote and should not have a poll tax to be able to do so.
I hear what you're saying. I appreciate your thoughts on it, Steve.
Thanks for sharing. And I think, I think it's important that people, have their rights intact, and I think that we have been every year there are these wedge issues that go into the election campaign, whether it's, you know, abortion or gay rights. This year it happens to be, you know, voter right registration. I think there's more corruption going on at the upper levels in terms of miscounting votes, disenfranchising people at the vote than ever. I think it's 10 times the amount of impact of what's going on with elections. Look at the 2000 election. Biggest voter fraud perpetrated, you know, we got down to 9 people deciding whether or not a man is going to be president of the United States or not. And he was about the one that won the election.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that to me is voter fraud. And nothing is being done about that kind of stuff.
Well, you're right. And I think that's ludicrous, too. I think that's insane. You know, so if you're saying, well, you're reaching to the lowest denominator here to say, you know, what should and shouldn't be. But know this. I mean, I included myself in the lowest denominator of saying that I think that I should be asked for an ID to vote. And I don't know what an ID looks like for someone who's illegally in this country. Does it say that they're not a citizen? I would assume it says they're not a citizen on it. But I don't know.
And I'm sure there are a lot of people that have been able to get driver's licenses and so forth. That have, I don't know if my driver's license does have a spot on this as I'm a naturalized citizen or not.
It doesn't. I don't believe it does, but I don't know. Here's what I'm doing. I'm going to call the DMV so I can find out. I'll do it today and say, okay, if I go in for a photo ID from you, what does it look like and what does it say? I'll find out.
But as a member of my community, where I register to vote to be part of the democratic process with my local and state and national government, I should not be treated like, I am a suspicious person because I want to exercise my right to be able to vote. I think that's wrong and against the principles on which we developed ourselves as a country.
All right. I will let you stand on that statement, and I thank you for your call, sir, and have a happy New Year.
You too.
Thanks, Steve.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And you can wade in also, 786-2578, 786-2578, or 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. It's time for,
he sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can feel the snow.
Bye, Charlie.
All right, thank you. Thanks for the gift.
No, Charlie. Thank you for making 2011 a winning year in celebrity news.
You're awesome.
He put on an awesome display of erratic behavior.
Keep that in mind. Phones were built by trolls.
On the web and in interviews, most memorably with ABC News.
I got tiger blood, man. It's like winning. Can't is the cancer of happen.
Maggie Furlong of HuffPost TV remembers being stunned.
He was spewing just this absolute crazy, awesome, just nonsense to anyone who would listen.
He insisted he was not addicted to drugs.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
Sheen's verbal spree came in the midst of an epic feud with his bosses at 2.5 Men, a dispute that eventually got him fired.
Manly men, men, men.
By refusing to bow to his employers or convention, he turned himself into something of a folk hero, at least in his own mind.
Every great movement begins with one man, and I guess that's me.
But his act began to wear thin when he brought it on the road.
I don't do crack anymore.
The tour he called his violent torpedo of truth earned as many boos as cheers.
Do
to the
In the fall, Two and a Half Men officially killed off Sheen's character.
Charlie lived life to its fullest,
rebuilding the show around Ashton Kutcher.
It can't be that bad.
It could be. You don't know.
Ashton Kutcher soon found himself in the headlines, but for other reasons. The tabloids declared his marriage to Demi Moore was on the rocks, and sure enough, in November, she revealed it was over. Photos of Demi seemed to show the toll it was taking on her.
She just seemed so frail, so upset, so heartbroken.
Cupid's losing streak didn't end with Ashton and Demi. In August, Kim Kardashian tied the knot with NBA player Chris Humphries in a fairy tale ceremony seen by millions.
The groom was pretty dapper himself.
But just 72 days later, Kardashian announced the marriage was over, leaving some of her fans feeling the whole thing had been a publicity stunt.
People are really upset. They really do feel duped, and you can't really blame them.
Lindsay Lohan spent much of her year walking in and out of court with occasional side trips to the county jail. In January, she was accused of stealing a necklace from a jewelry store. She compounded her problems by failing to keep up with court-ordered community service.
She needed to get off the stick.
That earned her a stern rebuke from a judge who ridiculed Lohan from the bench.
I mean, she is supposed to be an actress, from what I hear.
But by year's end, Lohan was back on track with her community service, and she had even landed work in the pages of Playboy.
Everybody wins!
Between the Charlies, the Lindsays, the Kims, and all the rest, it was a banner year for the famous, says Maggie Furlong.
Celebrities really brought their A-game in 2011. Can we get a break in 2012?
There we go.
Kareen Winter, CNN, Hollywood.
We should probably get a break from these stories, don't you? All right, that's just some of what happened there in 2011. Here, Bill, this is Talking Sheep, your Friends and Neighbors Network. Thanks for joining me today. It's the 27th of December. Louis Pasteur was also born this day. I happen to know that. Was it your birthday? You know who was born? Somebody famous. Somebody really worthwhile. All right. Other things that are going on in our world. Other things that are going on. Well, we got the other thing that's in the. Now, I told you I'm not going to do politics until it gets important and we sort out the chaff from the wheat. But here you have Gingrich screwed up in Virginia and is not going to be on the ballot unless he comes up with some cockamamie way to get around that, or somebody else does, the Republicans in one way or another. However it is, it's going to be it's going to be scandalous. It's scandalous to talk about it, but I think it's going to happen. All right, well, let's get on the phone and say hi today. Hello.
Howdy, Mr. Bill. How are you?
Hi, Gary. How are you, sir?
I'm well. It's interesting listening to Steve.
Is your Christmas good? Tell me about your Christmas first. Was it nice?
Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful. Had grandkids over, and big time.
How many grandkids you have?
Two. Only one of my kids ever got married.
Well, that's fine. No, I mean, I didn't ask you to have 20 or 30, you know.
No.
You got these people that pass away, you know, and they have an obituary, you know, they got 75 grandkids and 833 grandkids, and it's like, holy
cow. Yeah. Well,
go ahead and dive into this.
Well, Steve pretty much nailed it. The purpose of requiring voter ID is to reduce the number of Democrats who are either not living or who follow the party policy of early vote often. That is what it's about. And I don't think there is any rational grounds for objection. Every one of the states that has passed the law has also made government ID available. They'll come to your house, take the picture, and issue the ID.
Here's what I don't know. Here's what I have to do. I have to take this on what you say, because I don't know what every state does or what's available in every state or how it's available.
Yeah, I was thinking of one particular state.
Okay, in California, do you know what a photo ID says? It's not a driver's license. You can go get a photo ID if you're an illegal alien, correct?
Well, I was looking at my driver's license. It doesn't say anything about being a citizen or not.
No, it doesn't, but I'm trying.
I can't imagine why the state-issued ID, which looks just like a driver's license.
Well, I don't know. Does it say it or not? I mean, I'm going to call the DMV and find out and see what they say, because I don't know I haven't seen one ever, so I don't know.
But as we've discussed before, if you eliminate only those Democrat voters who died before the election, eliminate only those votes, and Richard Nixon was president in 1960. I mean, consider. There would be no Vietnam. It would have been a different world.
Mm-hmm.
by only eliminating, and just Illinois and Texas, eliminate only the dead Democrats who voted in Illinois and Texas, and Nixon won the election.
How many dead people vote in Chicago, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know how many times they vote.
That's right.
But it's clearly a Democrat policy. Vote early, vote often.
Well, I'm just saying, I think it's obviously, you agree and Steve agrees and I agree, it's obviously a political move. I mean, there's a motivation to it. It's not just a matter of
coming
saying,
from the right.
Let's just do it. Okay, well, whatever. I'm just saying that, you know, there's a method to the madness of this. But I find it it's interesting that the president comes out and says, and you know me, I'm not that critical of Barack Obama. You know, I'm not near as critical as most Republicans are. I'm sitting there in the middle. When he does something good, I say it's good. When he does it bad, I say it's bad. But I think these two things in 1 month, this and the morning after pill thing, are so obviously politically motivated. Let me say it this way. Election motivated, not just politically motivated, but motivated towards the election.
Well, it's his jobs program. The job he's trying to protect is his job.
Well, then you have on it. But let's look at the other side of this thing. Let's look at the other side of what's happened in this last couple weeks. And you take the Republicans should be, to me, embarrassed, completely embarrassed at what happened with this payroll tax thing. First off, to pass anything for 2 months is absurd. But the more important thing is this. You sit there and how many people have done the Grover Norquist little I'll sign and never raise taxes? Never raise taxes on who? Because if that hadn't passed, you and the middle class, the middle to lower class, because we got more of that now, would be the people whose taxes would go up. You know, and so that's like, you know, when you have a package, when you're a corporate.
What they were fighting for was not to not extend the tax cut. It was to make it for a year, not for 2 months.
No, I'm not buying that. I think that they.
Said they wanted.
I don't know.
That's what they were holding out for. They wanted to extend it for a year, not for 2 months.
I truly believe that they were on the verge of wanting to let it die, and it was only because of the public outcry that, you know, they finally, everybody got in line and said, okay, we're going to do something.
Well, and primarily in not getting their message out, which is, you know, a major problem for Republicans anyway, is to get their message out.
Well, here this, you know, this, the, you know, I look at this campaigning thing, and everybody says, well, this is so wonderful because now we got all these, what do you call them, speech offs, that, you know, debates. Everybody gets to get into the debates. I don't, again, think that they amount to a hill of beans. You know, every politician says what they want you to hear. And it doesn't really have anything to do with the reality of the person to me. I don't know. I have no idea what they're going to be when they get into office. You know, you take Jerry Brown. Let's look at a Democrat. Jerry Brown basically said, when I get into office, I'm going to slash and burn programs because that's the only way we're going to get out of trouble. As soon as he tried to do that, everybody said, well, no, you can't do that. So now he's putting on a ballot an increase in taxes. If nobody's willing to vote anything out, you know, and say, okay, we need less of this or we don't need this at all. If he has a legislature that won't do that, mostly the legislature doesn't do anything, but if they have a legislature that won't do that, then so he's come up with the next alternative. Okay, then I'll raise your taxes. How do you feel about that? So now when we have this election, we'll find out. It'll be interesting to see what people say because, you know.
Partisan bickering is worse in California than it is in D.C.
Really, and we all know this. You know, we obviously can't go the way we're going, you know. And what's going to happen when this $500 billion worth of retirement comes due, and they're talking about? I mean, how in the world is a state going to pay for that? I mean, it's scary. I mean, we've created some pretty scary stuff.
I've got a government pension I'm living on.
I know. So we got some, you know, we got some scary stuff going on out there. But, you know, I just feel that, you know, this the Republicans. Now you have this guy that was an aide to, what's his name? Who's our independent? I'm having a senior moment here.
You're talking about the senator in D.C.?
No, who's the guy running for president? Ron Paul.
Oh, That's not a serious candidacy.
Okay, well, I know, but here's the interesting. But look at how this thing's ping-ponging around. You know, it's like the candidate du jour. You know, every other day you got somebody new who's in the leading in the polls and that kind of stuff. Now he has an aide that says that. Now this is interesting. This isn't startling news to me. They said that you know, Israel's not worth the money that we put into it. Okay, that's not anti-Semitic. That's the wrong term for that. I think that's just policy. So I'm not going to accuse him of that. He'd agree with the war in Afghanistan. I'm not going to agree or disagree with that either. That's, you know, that's up to him to say. I don't think we should have gone to war in Afghanistan, not knowing everything that he said about it. I would certainly disagree of how we executed the war in Afghanistan. I would say we did that pretty badly.
So far.
So it's, you know, the things that he's talking about, and there was no racist stuff at all. As a matter of fact, they asked this guy, I was listening to CNN, and they said, you know, well, do you think he's a racist in any way? He says, no, I've never seen any indication of that whatsoever. He's a very nice man. And here's the guy, so the reporter said, here you're talking about how nice you think this guy is, and you're throwing him under the bus at the same time. What's with that?
Nice man isn't the same thing as being a qualified president.
There you go. I think that's exactly right. And so, I don't know. Tell me if you wish, do you wish to reveal who of the herd you're leaning towards?
Actually, I was really excited about Herman Cain until it turned out he's kind of a pound dog. That's hard to overcome. So right now, if the vote were today, I'd probably vote Gingrich.
Mm-hmm.
He's the smartest one up there. And boy, would I love to see him debating Obama, which Obama will probably never agree to do.
Well, there's no question. He's we've talked about people that are politicians, politician, and he certainly is that.
Well, you know. He was very effective as House Speaker, you know.
Of course, what they said, though, was, you know, when he was Speaker of the House, you know, that he got along with the opposing party. He got along with the Democrats. They did pretty good together.
Yeah, he was able to work with Tip O'Neill.
Yeah.
So the stuff was happening. You know, he was a very effective leader.
Well, I don't know what happens now. I mean, tell me how do you feel about Grover Norquist having whoever the hell Grover Norquist is and saying, okay, I'm going to have everybody sign this pledge that we're not raising taxes. I don't think anybody should get on board with somebody that says, you know, you should agree to this policy I've come up with. I think that's foolishness.
I don't understand that at all. I don't understand painting yourself into a corner like that.
Because you just don't know. I mean, we don't know.
To say.
We're trying to say, okay, we got, well, we just get out of Afghanistan, 20,000 troops, something we just got out the other day. And so we're saying, but we don't know how long it's going to be. You know,
nothing's going to change in Afghanistan.
No.
We're not going to make the Taliban no longer a political entity in Afghanistan.
I agree. And I also, I've said this, and now other people are also saying it. I'm not the only one saying it. I think the war in Iraq is about to start. It's over for us. But I think it's just going to all of a sudden get extremely ugly between the Shiites and the Sunnis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the weird part is, and the weird part is that the Kurds pretty much want to be left alone. You know, they should somehow break away while they can from the other country and say, we're now Kurdistan, or I guess they already have a Kurdistan.
They've tried.
Well, they should try again.
That's what they want, is independence.
Yeah. They seem to get along. You know,
yeah. A lot of people don't seem to realize that Afghanistan was an invention of the British and Russian crown. It was supposed to be Switzerland of Asia. It was to be a buffer zone between the British India and the Tsar.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want border skirmishes getting them into a war. That was specifically the purpose in inventing Switzerland.
Well, okay. So what happened?
That was the purpose of making Afghanistan
it's almost like a rogue state, you know. It just has a whole bunch of entities that are in there that are tribes that are warring.
Yeah, and it goes back thousands of years, and mm-hmm. since long before Afghanistan was invented, you know, when it was, there's 17 different stands right around there, and they're all just little tribal things.
I wonder how Russians feel looking at us being in Afghanistan after the Soviet Union was there. Do you know we have...
They're probably saying neener, neener.
Well, here, and here's the thing, you know, we're, there's people that go over now to Russia. There's Vietnam vets that go to Russia because the Afghan vets in Russia are sort of given the cold shoulder like the Vietnam vet was here.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
They're like, what the hell are you doing there? You know,
Americans love a winner, and will not tolerate a loser.
It's amazing, amazing.
Even if it wasn't, you know, there's a guy with a bumper sticker here on Roy Grandy. I see him every once in a while. He says, "I don't know, we were winning while I left."
That's right. We got. I got a T-shirt that says, "I got to go, Gary. It's time for the news."
You're welcome, Mr. Beck.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Coming out of the holiday spending frenzy, consumer confidence is up a tick or two. Allison Harmelin at CBSMoneyWatch.com.
You know, Americans are really gaining faith that the economy is on the uptick. The job outlook has gotten better, which has helped the Consumer Confidence Index.
Some retail analysts expect the holiday season not to be the boon to the economy many expected based on raw sales volume numbers. The reason is discounts were so deep, profits may be very slim, and the economy rises and falls on profits. Home prices fell again in most major cities. That's 2 months in a row of declines after 5 months of improvement. And further evidence, according to some, that real estate market may not actually be recovering yet strongly, may be looking for bottom. The overall economy still slowly growing, economist Joel Naroth.
This momentum looks like it can be sustained as long as we don't have a major meltdown in Europe, which would slow U.S. exports there, create financial issues, and really slow world growth.
President Obama will request by the end of the week that Congress approve raising the national debt limit.
I'm Peter Mayer in Honolulu. The budget law passed earlier this year requires the president to tell Congress when the nation's debt comes to within $100 billion of the current limit. Officials now estimate that will happen on Friday. That's when President Obama will formally send the notice to Congress. The debt limit would automatically go to $1.2 trillion unless Congress rejects the action within 15 days.
Statewide bus tours, lots of handshaking and baby kissing in Iowa this week. The GOP caucuses are next week.
The big unknown is why the social conservatives have not been able to settle on a candidate and the turmoil that that's caused in the election. In 2008, they closed ranks behind Mike Huckabee. They're not finding someone like that that they can support this time.
That's Associate Professor Carrie Covington, University of Iowa. The decision by Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson not to run for re-election at the age of 77 likely to be costly for the Democrats, political analyst Larry Sabato.
This is another blow to Democratic hopes of retaining control of the Senate. His seat is very, very likely to switch to the Republicans now.
Nebraska is a vastly Republican state, and Ben Nelson has defied odds for years by winning elections there. There may be a serial killer in Detroit, Police Chief Rick Godbey.
Given four bodies and given the methodology and the MO that we see thus far, we're stopping short of calling it a serial pattern, but certainly it would start leaning in that direction.
Three of four women found dead in car trunks in the past week or so had all placed adult services ads on the same website. In Gloucester, Massachusetts, the source of a power outage has been discovered. 4,300 customers on Cape Ann lost power. A crow did it, managed to bridge two power lines in his crow hopping. Presto, fried crow, and it blew the transformer. This is CBS News.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%. APR 3.5%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Sears has a lot of customer loyalty, but the parent company is closing dozens of Sears and Kmart stores around the country.
Sears.
Outside the Sears store at the Oak Ridge Mall, customers were both surprised and saddened to hear of the store closures.
A lot of people thought it was going to be out of work.
Carlton Allen lamented the loss of jobs and the loss of stores that he says have reliable products and good warranties.
If I want a washing machine or a dishwasher or a lawnmower, I'm going to Sears.
Other customers like Maria Roman said that Sears and Kmart were victims of a sluggish economic recovery.
Sign of the economy hasn't really picked up as much as I think everyone thought it would.
Sears has not yet announced which stores will close or how many jobs will be lost. Matt Bigler, CBS News, San Jose.
Iran made a threat today. The first vice president there said if foreign sanctions are brought against Iranian oil exports, they'll shut down all the oil through the Strait of Hormuz by shutting down the strait with their navy. Military experts are saying that could escalate tensions exponentially. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
As if parents don't have enough to worry about these days, there's been a growing trend of kids having their identity stolen. Fortunately, Identity Guard KidSure now makes it easy to help protect your child's identity. KidSure uses patent-pending technology to search and monitor thousands of online data sources for information related to your child. If information is found that could be potentially harmful, you'll be alerted to it quickly. Even better, KidSure costs you less than $5 a month per child when added to your Identity Guard membership. Learn more about KidSure at identityguard.com.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid plans that we've made walking in a winter wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring.
Are you listening?
In the lane.
Snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird,
here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown.
We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman.
Yes, until the other kiddies knock him down. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Talking on the street.
you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business. The small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite, ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shoe Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Time for the ridiculous. And I got to admit, I struggled tonight whether or not to add this person to the list. But I decided in the end that enough is enough. So tonight we're adding a man by the name of Stephen Colbert to the list. Now, at first, I must admit, I'd forgotten who Stephen Colbert is. What? Colbert? Really? Are you sure? The T is silent. Stephen Colbert, apparently. My team of PR professionals actually tell me I have been on Mr. Colbert's show, but I have no memory of that. Anyway, a couple weeks ago, I put Sean Hannity on The Ridiculous because of a clip he used in a show on liberal bias, a clip of me on air, which his show edited to completely change the meaning of what I said. Anyway, Mr. Colbert took issue and accused me of copying him. He went so far as to create something called the Absurd You Chart just to put me on it. Look.
You, sir, are nothing but a thief because your segment, The Ridiculist, is a clear ripoff of my on-notice board. And for stealing my idea, I am putting you and your Ridiculist on my Absurd You Chart.
Absurd Uchart, I'm sorry. Words hurt, Mr. Colbert. Words hurt. Now, the very idea that I am copying you is simply Redonkulous, which, by the way, was the original name we came up with for the Ridiculous. I cannot believe that you, of all people, say I am copying you, when in fact, sir, oh, that's right, sir, I'm going there. It has been you who has been copying me for years. That's right, I said it. I give you Exhibit A. Here you are on the cover of the current issue of Outside Magazine, like you ever go outside. But, oh, wow, where could you even come up with the idea of being on the cover of Outside Magazine? Could it be for me? Oh, yeah, 1 year ago, April 2010. There I am. Look, I'm on the cover of Outside Magazine. Not since I woke up disoriented, smelling of toner in a Kinko's on 56th and Broadway, have I seen such blatant copying. Now, admittedly, my cover shot was a far more heroic pose, far be it for me to say, though I did just say it. Exhibit B. Here's your Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor, Stephen Colbert's Americone Dream. A big seller, I'm told. Sounds pretty good. Vanilla ice cream with fudge-covered waffle cone pieces and a caramel swirl. Wow. Wonder where you could have gotten that idea. Could it have been from my Ben and Jerry's ice cream, which came out years ago? Perhaps you've heard of it. Anderson Cooper's White Bread Ripple. Little chunks of dry white toast and vanilla ice cream with vanilla-covered vanilla pieces. Swirl of gin and just a hint of tonic. May not be as well known as yours, sir, but it does have a brisk business in Kennebunkport and Locust Valley late July to early August. Now, look, I admit your absurdo chart was very funny, in particular the part where you used peanut butter to affix my picture to an actual chart. That I thought that was actually pretty inspired.
All right, there you go. Boom! How's that taste, Anderson? I assume like peanut butter. I didn't even check to see if you had a peanut allergy. The ratings feud is on. I await your next move.
Now, I know if I was one of these other cable anchors, I would try to keep a ratings feud going with you. It would get attention, it would get ratings, it would be mutually beneficial. But look, I'm not going to do that. I'm willing to just let bygones be bygones. We're both adults, we're both TV professionals, there's no need for a feud. It's certainly not worth it for me because, as we all know, at the end of the day, everyone goes to sleep after The Daily Show anyway. So here's to you, Stephen Colbert. Love your absurdity chart, and I'm proud to have you on tonight's Ridiculous.
There we are, there we are. It's 16 minutes after the hour of 1. You're Bill Bennett, your Talk of Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, your news station. And our numbers are 786-2578. That's 786-2578. We have a toll-free number. It's 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. Hey, you know what? I got five. We got busy last hour, so I didn't get a chance to tell you this till this hour. But remember, it's Taco Tuesday at Spencer's, and you're saying, oh, I forgot to go to Taco Tuesday at Spencer's. Get over there now. Take a second lunch. Who cares? Anyway, so they got tacos two for a buck. And then you're saying, Bill, what's going on for New Year's? Party stuff. Now, this is a time, really. This is the time when it makes sense. And let's say you're going to a party, and it's like, you know, they want you to bring something. Spencer's, get a party tray. Here you are. I got some stuff. Now, get a party tray from Spencer's. That makes sense. You get the shrimpies. I got shrimpies. I got meats and cheeses. I got all veggies, you know, with the dips. I got everything. So you get all those party tray things. Also, I think they have wings you can get, too. They have wings and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you can put the whole thing together and make it easy for yourself. There's no sense in working hard. And then they have champagne. If you're going to take a bottle of champagne, they have it. If you're going to take Martinelli's sparkling cider, they certainly have that, too. $2 for $4 right now, by the way. And they have other forms of imbibement. Is that a word? So you can imbibe and do New Year's. But be careful about drinking and driving. Okay, I'm just telling you. Okay, people ignore that. They don't. As soon as you're at the point where you're too drunk to know if you should drive or not, then you don't think about not driving because you're cooked. Okay. And don't forget, buzz driving is still drunk driving. None of that buzzy stuff. You go, I'm just getting a little buzz on here. And they'll get you. It's expensive, too. It's expensive. Matter of fact, there's one of the new laws that went into effect is a new DUI thing. We'll get back to Spencer's, Bill. Anyway, so here's the deal. You can get, if you want, like, big food, like a big food thing for New Year's, they have, don't forget, they still have Murray's free-range natural turkeys. They have boneless loin pork roast. This is still on sale today, boneless London broil. They have pork shoulder butt roast, tail-on cooked shrimp for $7.99. You can get Maine lobster tails for $5.99 each. So it's just happening right there. All right. So, get to it right there. Spencer's Fresh Market, the five locations on the Central Coast. Get everything you need. They got the Sody Pops, whatever. Atascadero, Arroyo Grande, Morro Bay, Santa Maria, and San Luis Obispo, where freshness is local. Spencer's Market right there. Okay, we're doing a little Winter Wonderland thing today because it's not a Christmas song exactly. You know what I mean? It's a winter song. And so that's maybe why I made a CD for my brother-in-law that had 20 versions of it. To this moment, I have no idea why. I don't know.
Thank you.
I just pushed the button because I don't even know what the next one is. I don't know who's doing it. I don't know. I don't even know who that was. Vince Guaraldi. I have no idea. I just made that up. Okay, it could have been Tiny Tim. I have no idea. Here we have 21 minutes after the hour of one, and I want to tell you about what you already know, and that's Drew Brees and how fun it was to see him break Dan Marino's passing record. And so, and the other thing, there was about a zillion other records that were in the game, too. It was Brees' final pass of the game. It gave him 5,087 yards passing with one game still to play, so he's going to get more, I would assume. Marino finished with 5,084 yards for the Miami Dolphins at 84. So it was only three more yards, but like I say, there's another game to go. And then Marino Twittered him, great job by such a special player. Brees, four touchdown, gave him 276 for his career, moving him ahead of Joe Montana and Vinny Testaverde for ninth all-time. He's the first quarterback in NFL history to pass more than 5,000 yards twice. He had 5,069 in 2008. Saints also have 463 total yards, giving them more than 6,857 offensive yards for the season, breaking the 2008 club record of 6,571. New Orleans continues to close in on the NFL record of 7,075 offensive yards in the season set by the 2000 St. Louis Rams. That was back when the Rams were they were still playing ball pretty good. As opposed to how they're doing now. Lakers are 0-2, and there's a reason for that. They've lost two games. That's the only reason I can think of. So we have one more regular season game to go for these teams, and then we'll find out who's doing what to whom after that. That's it. We're going to find out. There's something else in the sports world. Let me mix up. I think there's another thing I want to take. Okay. What is it? Apparently not. Okay. All right, there's nothing else I want to tell you about sports. Okay, other things are going on. Yeah, there's a local ad on television, I have to say. It's one of these really good, what do they call it, warm and fuzzy ads. I call them warm and fuzzy ads. And they're feel-good ads. And so it talks about the Central Coast and how wonderful the Central Coast is and how unique and everything else. But there's a line in the ad that goes, and when things get tough, we all stick together. When things get tough, at what do we stick together? I'm stuck to my wife. That's it. I'm stuck to some of her family. But I'm not stuck together to do anything in particular. That's one of those things that just sounds good. I don't know what it means. All right, here's a thing right here. Zac Efron, my kiss with Pfeiffer was awesome. Zaxter from Arroyo Grande. He said his hairspray, he was 20 and she was 49. Efron, they say it's from Lord Grammar, they said, everything came out wrong. I was very shy, he said. 4 years later, the pair got to work again on New Year's Eve. Pfeiffer plays a dowdy, or at least a dowdy as she can play, New Yorker with a wild bucket list she wants to complete before the new year begins. Efron plays a street-smart bike messenger, agrees to help her when she offers him tickets to a hot New Year's Eve party if her wish list is completed. When the actors talk before filming started, Pfeiffer suggests they take it up a notch. She suggested there be a kiss. Right there. Sorry. Now, I don't know. Even for Hollywood, I'm not sure that's news. I'm almost sure it's not. I think I have one right here. This is more Hollywood news, and as much as we can stand, okay? This is all we can take, and then after that, we're done for the day, because you only handle so much of the Hollywood news, no matter what. Go ahead.
I'm Showbiz Tonight's Michelle Turner, and this is The Buzz Today. Matthew's getting married. Matthew McConaughey is engaged to his longtime girlfriend and mother of his two children, Camila Alves. Matthew popped the question to his Brazilian beauty on Christmas night, sharing this photo of the two kissing in front of the Christmas tree and tweeting, "Just ask Camila to marry me. Merry Christmas." John Legend's getting married, too. According to John's rep, he and his model girlfriend Chrissy Teigen got engaged over the holidays while vacationing in the Maldives. The couple have been dating for about 3 years, no word yet on a date. Celebrities giving back. Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber topped the list of the most charitable celebrities. For the second year in a row, Gaga was named top celebrity gone good in a ranking compiled by DoSomething.org. Bieber was in the second spot, followed by other charitable stars like George Clooney, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, and Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. And that's The Buzz Today. I'm Showbiz Tonight's Michelle Turner.
I don't really keep up with this. I just, from what I hear right here, as I sit there right with you from 12 to 2 in the daytime, this is what I know of anything, you know, really. And so I thought we played on one of these things. Weren't Will and Jada Pinkett Smith wrapping it up? I thought they were. Yeah, I thought they were saying goodbye to each other. I thought I heard that. Okay, so I'm not sure. I'm confused now. All right. Other things going on. Heavens knows, because nobody has any money, so community colleges may ration classes, essential courses including first-year English, math among those in short supply. Eh? Yeah? English 101. I tell you, how are you going to get our body with English 101? You know, everybody's got to take that, don't they? That's always a good one. All right, now. Can I tell you a true story? True story. When I got out of the Navy, I didn't know that the Navy made you dumber, you know what I'm saying? But colleges think that your IQ goes down or something when you go in the Navy, and you're not as smart when you get done. Now, I admit, your vocabulary's changed quite a bit, and it makes you sound like you're not too smart, but that has nothing to do with really how smart or not you are. So what was interesting was, I enrolled in a college, and they said, you're going to have to take, I don't know what it's called, dumb English. I forget what the number was. I said, is that English 101? They go, no, you can't take English 101 because you were in the service. I go, what are you talking about? They go, well, that's a policy we have. I go, well, what is that? How do you get to that policy? They go, that's what we have. I said, well, what can I do to avoid wasting the whole entire semester by taking dumb English? And they said, well, you can take a test, and if you can score high enough on it, you can take English 101. Now, I know when you listen to me now, years later, you say to yourself, I can't believe that Benica could ace an English test, but I actually aced it. So then they said, okay, you can take English 101. And then the other part that was so satisfying was, because, I had a counselor. You had to go to a counselor, and he's the one that told me I couldn't take English 101. And he goes, So then I took the test, and grudgingly, the man said, well, you passed. I said, how well did I pass? He said, well, you aced it. I go, well, didn't you want to just tell me I aced it, or I have to beg you? I didn't like the guy to begin with, as you can already imagine. And plus, when I got the service, I was an arrogant fool. But the next thing was, though, this is a true story. I was the only one in the class to get an A. I don't know why. I mean, I don't have any idea. But I got an A. So then I had to go see him again, And I said, here I go. I got to show you something. I'll be right up in front of his note. Then I got a new counselor. By mutual agreement. I need to see somebody else. And from there on, it was life went fine. It's to where here it is today. I mean, I have my birthday today and everything, and my life's got to this point, so I'm good to go. All right. Other things are going on. Here's a picture on the front page, by the way. There's two interesting pictures. Here's the picture on the front page. Here's the goal of their dreams is the education career, and this are two people that are undocumented students, so they're going to get help in 2013 to go to college. Now, see, here's the thing where I told you I believe that that's a good idea. Maybe I'm wrong about the showing an ID at the polling place. I didn't think that was that big a deal, but here's the thing. But I'm very pleased for the DREAM Act, because these are people that were brought to this country not of their own accord and had no choice. They're not anchor babies, which people hate that term, but whatever. So they're not citizens that were born here, true legal people. They're people that came here as little children. It just makes sense to me that if you've educated these people all the way through high school to say, well, now we're cutting you loose. Now we don't care what you do. Not good for us. Not good for the state, Most people want to stay in this state. The people that, grew up in this state, they want to stay here. We got a lot of people who want to stay in California. Well, if they're smarter, it's better. They did have a neat picture, though, on the second page of the local paper today, and it's a picture of four adult zebras and a foal and two cranes. Egrets, I'm sorry, not great. Great egrets. It said San Simeon. It says here, zebras on prey. Is this Serengeti or San Simeon? It's San Simeon. So that was pretty cool. Right. Nancy and I were at the Hamlet restaurant one time, and we were looking out there, and I said to Nancy, I said, that's the biggest cat I've ever seen. That's a big cat. And I thought it was like a house cat. And so that's because I, probably couldn't see at that time before I had glasses or something. So Nancy looks out and she goes, that's not a cat. That's a mountain lion. I go, well, if it's where I think it is, which it was on Hurst Land. I said, I think it's going for chow. And she said, well, maybe you're right. And it was kind of, I don't know whatever happened. I never find out. Remember the zebra got out? Didn't they just shoot a zebra one time? It got out and got on somebody else's yard, what do you call it? Land? Yeah, something went wrong with that. Hey, new powerful painkiller worries experts because they say addiction specialists are concerned the product will become the next OxyContin. So it's, the painkillers. I've never taken like a prescription painkiller. No, I just take, if I got aches and pains, I take Advil. I always have aches and pains. It comes with age. Okay? So you just sort of say, okay, so what? That's how I am. Anyway. I take more pills than I have to take. All right. And here's this big story today about the Millionaires Club that walks the Capitol's halls. The wealthy gap is widened considerably between the lawmakers and, you know, everyday people like you and myself. In the middle, where's the number? They have a number here that tells you how much they're worth. Huh? Well, they have a number. It was on TV today. Well, it's not here. Well, here's Millionaires. The Capitol Hill Millionaires that has grown in recent years include nearly all of its members of Congress, 250 in all, and the wealth gap between lawmakers and their constituents appears to be growing quickly even as Congress debates unemployment benefits, possible cuts in food stamps, and a millionaire's tax. So it's an ugly scene. It's an ugly scene. I didn't mean to torque you off by reminding you that it's an ugly thing. I think we need to take a break after that.
As we run around this Christmas season buying presents and spending time with our family and friends, Cafe Runner wants to remind you why we celebrate Christmas each year. Over 2,000 years ago, our Savior and King, Jesus Christ, was born in Bethlehem to spread peace and goodwill toward all men. The message is needed to be heard today more than ever. And as we enjoy our holiday with our friends and family, let us not forget to reflect the real reason for the season. Cafe Runner wishes all their customers of today and the future a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season.
What's your New Year's resolution? If it's a goal to be healthier, then the New Medical Arts Center at Twin Cities Hospital can help. Get your body on the right track this new year at their brand new primary care facility. The experienced physicians and nurses at the Medical Arts Center look forward to helping you achieve your healthy goals for 2012. From the Twin Cities Hospital family to yours, we wish you a joyous holiday season and a healthy new year.
Now through New Year's Day, shop Gap Outlet and save up to 60% off the entire store. Everything up to 60% off, plus deals starting at $4.99. And save up to 70% off at Banana Republic Factory Store. That's up to 70% off store-wide. Plus, our most versatile pants for just $20. Hurry, sales end New Year's Day. To find a store near you, go to gap.com/outlet or bananarepublic.com/factory store.
It's the first day of my new job, and the last thing I want is to show up late. Fortunately, my GPS gets me right where I need to be without any delays along the way.
Destination ahead.
I want the same thing when I do my taxes. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step, and calculations are guaranteed 100% accurate, so I know it's done right, which helps me reach my maximum refund guaranteed.
Go to TurboTax.com today. Accurate calculations and maximum refund money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, I am married, we'll say no. You can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland. Over the ground lies a mantle of white. light, a heaven of diamonds in the lovely night.
Sisters, I don't know. I don't know who these people are that I've added to the pile here. All right, I think I know who this phone call's from, and we're gonna. I think it's my brother in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hello.
No, it's not Virginia Beach. It's Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's my other brother.
Yeah, your oldest brother. Happy birthday,
Robert. How are you, lad?
I'm doing okay, and you're getting to be old, too, when you play Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters.
Yeah, I got mad.
Holy moly.
I have 20 Winnie Wonderlands on this one CD, and I thought, you know, I'd just share that today. So how are you doing in PA, man?
Doing fine.
Is there lots of snow and whatnot?
No, the only snow we had was the day of Barrett's wedding.
Oh, really?
That was the only snow we've had. I was out at 2 o'clock in the morning shoveling our driveway in a tuxedo. I had never done that before.
And probably won't again, I would guess. Anyway, that's
well, probably not.
That's interesting, yeah, because I don't think you're having any more right now, are you?
Not right now. I know. I figure it's, you know, beginning part of winter. We'll probably get some, but.
Well, you know what? Robert De Niro, they fostered, what do they call it, where they do a surrogate mother. And Robert De Niro is like 68, 69 years old. What's he thinking?
That I don't know. It's like, you know, Tony Randall having a kid at 103.
Yeah, how old are you again? I forget.
Well, I'm 4 years older than you are.
Okay. I know how old you are.
I will be 67 in April.
Okay. Well, I should mention my brother. Are you retired now officially? Are you retired?
No, my wife is. Ellie's retired.
Oh, okay. My brother's
I still go to work.
My brother's a physical.
I can't afford to retire.
I know I can't either. My brother's a physical therapist. The only problem is a little bit, you know, I'm starting to get a little bit of that old age dementia type stuff, you know. And when you're doing talk radio, it doesn't work that well. You know,
I heard you had your brain freeze earlier, so.
Yeah, you can be half crazy as a physical therapist, but, you know, when you're trying to do talk radio and all of a sudden nothing comes out, it's kind of tough.
Well, as long as you keep your mouth going, people won't know.
They know. You heard it. They hear it. We should mention, are you on, did you go to calcoastnews.com?
I don't know where I went to get on the air. I said, you know, listen to live streaming, and I did that. I was off one day before Christmas, and I heard you, and then I figured I made time today to try to get a hold of you, and to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. Tell me about...
On the air.
That's really kind of you, I think. I'm going to tell you that right now. And I just talked to Wes yesterday, my younger brother, and so I thought, well, maybe this is Wes, but now it's my older brother. And so tell me real quick, tell me your three sons and what they do.
Well, my oldest son, Robert, he teaches film and photography at American University. And then my next youngest son, who just got married, is an animator. He had worked on Little Einsteins and Little Bill, and now he's working for an education company doing their animation. And my youngest son, Will, is in Germany, where he works as a translator and works to secure rights for films in the continent that are made here and vice versa. So if you have a like a European film that you want to see over here in the States, you go through him for the rights. So
really now, so is he out of the, he's out of the service then?
He's out of the service.
He spoke like he was in the military. He spoke like 12
there.
Languages.
He's got two lovely kids over there that we
really
look on through Skype, and we were over there last year for 6 weeks.
How many languages does he speak again?
Well, it's more than I can count. I'm getting to be old. I can't count beyond five. So
anyway, it's weird.
He speaks more than that.
Isn't that strange? He was a special dude in the, was he in the Army? Air Force?
Yes.
Was he
no,
Army?
The Air Force.
Air
he
Force.
Taught, you know, he studied Arabic in the Air Force. He knows Russian, Japanese, German, of course, some French.
So as you can tell right here, the you know, the apples never fall far from the tree. So my brother was a very good student also, so that you can see that that's why he has smart kids right there.
You only say that because it's not true.
I say it because it's true. I say it now because that's the true thing. You did good in school. You always did good. I was the guy that clowned around the whole time.
I know.
As we both painfully remember, me more than you.
Well, yeah.
Now, when's the last time we saw each other? It was in Vegas, right?
It was.
And how
it was
long
a while ago?
How long ago was that?
Because
I'm no good
with
time.
When Will was there, that's got to be probably 6 years ago anyway.
Okay, so it was 6 years ago, and then before that, I hadn't seen him for 20 years?
Yep. You don't like to get on an airplane and fly east.
No, I don't. I work next to the airport. It's scary enough right here just having them go off in my ear. You know what I mean? I haven't seen you fly west, by the way.
Well, we're heading west in the spring, as a matter of fact.
Really? Where are you going?
Well, we're going to fly someplace. We're probably L.A. because we're going to take a cruise from L.A. to Vancouver, and then Vancouver up the Alaska coast and back to Seattle.
Got to do the Alaska job.
We'll have some time before and after that, but maybe.
Well, we should get hold of.
I can get together.
I was going to say that we should get hold of Sonny, and we'll see if we can have a mini reunion. It'd be kind of fun.
That sounds good.
All right. Well, good for you. Those cruises are nice. Nancy and I have never been on Alaska cruise. We've been on a bunch of other ones. Matter of fact, we were talking today. She saw something in an article she was reading, and I forgot that we had stopped there. We took a cruise, you know, down through, and this was for a radio station, and I was like the mother hen to all these people that signed up. And so we went down the coast of California, went down Mexico. We went through the Panama Canal. We stopped in Colombia, in Bogota, Colombia. Now, this was really weird. One of the things that we noticed is whenever, and you may notice this too with cruise ships, depending on where you're docking, but in certain countries, they dock facing out. And the reason they do is, and the captain, I asked the captain, and he said, if we have to get out of here in a hurry, I want to be facing the right direction. I go, could it be that serious? He goes, oh, you have no idea. So anyway, we get off the ship. We had signed up to go see something. I don't know what it was, in Bogota, or a little shopping thing, whatever. There was this riot outside the gates of this area where the ships were. There was this rioty thing going on. And so then they took us to this place. It was almost like it reminded me of Miami Beach. It was all these beautiful hotels, and it had guards and things at the gate with machine guns and everything. And only rich people could go there and visit there. And we got a glass iced tea or something, and they took us out of there. Then in Bogota, there's an old walled city, which I would have found fascinating. I was hoping we were going to see that, but they wouldn't let us go in there. They said it was too dangerous. So then we went to a little shopping place and a little building, and that we had, and I'm not exaggerating, we had about 10 military guards, five on either side of the door, while we went in and bought these little trinkets. And I'm thinking to myself, are we in the middle of a revolution? What the hell's going on here in Bogota? I was close. When we got back, the riot had gotten worse as when we got back and had to get through the gates again. And they had police, you know, clubbing people and getting them out of the way. And you try to imagine you're on a jitney, you know what I mean? And going, what in the world's going on? Anyway, we finally get through the gates, and they said, get on the ship right now, fast, go. And, boy, I'll tell you what, within 10 minutes of us getting back on the, I guess we were the last people back, within 10 minutes we were gone. We were pushing off there and saying goodbye. It was, like, really, really weird. And then it turned out they did have huge riots in Bogota. We were in the beginning of it, and a cruise ship stopped going to Bogota altogether. I don't know if you can go now. It was quite some years ago, but the cruise ships wouldn't go there anymore, which is understandable. You know, you get off and get clubbed. That's my story.
Right.
That's my cruise story for today. I have other great cruise stories, but that was my cruise story for today. But you'll have one because you're going to Alaska, which I think is really cool. What ship will you be on?
I also did the thing that I've always wanted to do. We traveled across the ocean on a boat this past summer.
Which ocean?
The Atlantic, from Barcelona to Gibraltar, Madeira, and then across to the British Virgin Islands.
And that's where you got off? That's where they kicked you off, at the British Virgin Islands?
No, we went up to Cape Canaveral or Port Canaveral or whatever it is in Florida and flew home from there. But
well, that has to be a fun cruise. What ship was that?
Well, I'm a Disney nut, as you know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was the Disney Magic.
Cool. I didn't know they did a transatlantic cruise.
Well, they don't normally, but this was, they did some in the Mediterranean, so they had to get the ship, you know, back. So
good point.
That
huh?
was the cruise I was on.
Yeah, they can't, you know, they have that thing that flies the space shuttle back. You probably get it back that way. You know, Nancy and I have spent a night or two on the Queen Mary down Long Beach and just pretended that we were going across the Atlantic.
The Atlantic this time, I mean, I've heard horror stories about how rough it is and everything else. You know, you could sit in a bathtub and make it rougher than what we had on the Atlantic coming across this past September.
Good, because you have you really, really have no idea if the slightest bit of movement on a ship, a pitching yawing or any of that stuff, how seasick people can get.
It was amazing.
Ugly sight to behold.
I know. You've had that experience.
Well, I never get seasick. I never got seasick in the Navy. There was two things I couldn't understand people in the Navy. If you can't swim, what are you doing in the Navy? And if you get seasick, what are you doing in the Navy? But these guys, every time we went out, they'd be sick. They were worthless. I don't know why they even let them go out to sea. They should have just put them on shore. They couldn't work. They couldn't do anything. Barf. There's not that much call for that on a ship, you know?
What, barf people?
Barf
huh?
people, you know what I mean? We don't really need that, so I don't understand.
No.
But anyway, I got to wrap this up because we could go on forever because we haven't seen each other in 6 years, and it was 20 years before that, so we should probably say adieu, and I thank you very much for wishing me happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday and our love to Nan.
Thank you, and a big hug for Ellie for me.
Yep.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Older brother, I don't know how to ever talk to my older brother. This was kind of fun to talk to him. This is as well as we've gotten along our whole lives was this phone conversation. That's okay. Okay. What the heck? Let's see what else is going on here. I don't know if I want to play this here. That sounds good. Let me see what else I got up here. I might want to hear. Oh, you know what I haven't gotten to? Oh, yeah.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Want to improve office morale around the break room? Are you tired of hearing employees grumble about bad office coffee? There's an easy solution to this. Invite Slow Roasted Coffee's office service into your business. They're your local coffee company that features fair trade certified organically grown coffees roasted daily and delivered fresh to you so you can taste the difference. For 24 years now, this locally owned and operated family business has been serving the Central Coast. Slow Roasted Coffee believes customer service really does matter, which is why they provide 24-hour customer care. Slow Roasted Coffee's office service is perfect for the workplace as well as restaurants and lodging facilities. You'll never have a bitter cup of coffee again. Consistency, freshness, and convenience is what you'll enjoy when you call Slow Roasted Coffee's office service. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. Coffee, the original energy drink.
Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, I am married, we'll say no man. You can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds in the lovely night.
Andrew's Sisters. No, that was the one I guessed last time. That wasn't it. Okay, anyway, there's Winter Wonderland once more. Do I owe you another one? Are we going to do one more? Okay. I know you say, Bill, this is really tedious, but when you have a CD that's got 20 versions on it, you know, you say to yourself, okay, I'll go right to number 20, and we'll end with that here later on. All right, anything else I'm supposed to tell you about? Let me make sure and see if I have anything written down I wanted to share and forgot. No. All right. They said, now here's this business headline. Economists see a better year ahead. We didn't even see a better Christmas. And did you hear Sears has lost half its value over this last year? Sears and Kmart, their combo. And so they've just lost their fannies. And so they're going to close a whole bunch of stores. Now, I'm just, from my observations, okay, I have no idea if the one in San Luis Obispo will be closed or not. It's always, you know, been avoided the act so far. But I got to tell you, I don't go into Sears very often, but I have. Like, you know, we buy some of the kids' clothes there. And there's just not a lot of people in our Sears. So I don't know, maybe they can keep it open. I don't know. Kmart and Royal Granny seems to do pretty good. I've been in there. It's not that often. I live in Aurora Grant. But anyway, so we'll see what happens. But they're doing really bad, so that's too bad. Let's see. Here's the four digital money management. That's the four tech trends for 2012. Mobile money, targeted deals, non-bank money management, and social commerce is what's going on. You know what's a really good thing that a lot of brick-and-mortar stores are starting to realize that they need to do, and that's to get online. And, you know, because people are just spending a lot of time online, and it's easy to shop online. And so I think that, you know, you have to work both ends of the spectrum right there. There was a story here. I don't know if I can find it or not. I probably have time for it. They had a story about a company that was 100 and something years old, and they finally went on the internet and could tell that, you know, things were changing for them, because, you know, they got orders from Kathmandu and all kinds of other places. They were a flour company, and they actually baked goods. And it was a very interesting story that, you know, all these people from all over the world, you know, used their thing. And so that was kind of an interesting story, I thought. Anyhow, so the idea is you can do both, and I think it's a good idea. Here's another headline from the Sacramento Bee that was actually a perspective column that says the grand juries have tremendous value. You know, or not. You know, our grand jury, they have tremendous value. They get together, they meet, they're honorable, they're good people, they do the job that they're supposed to do, and then whoever it is they criticize immediately says, well, they're a bunch of old fuddy-duddies that don't know what the heck they're talking about. So other than that, our grand jury works really well. That's it for today, and we're going to go out, we're going to winter wonderland our way out of here, and until tomorrow at 12 noon, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet
Say, are you married? We'll say, no, man.
Why, no, man.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes.